Hello, Surf Forges, Rory.
Oh, good day, Rory. Yeah, my name's Tony. I was just inquiring about those gut slider surfboards.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I can help you out with one of them.
Yeah.
What do you want to know about them?
Well, I know on your website, you've like the maximum length of those boards is 6'2".
Yeah, we can do a bit longer. We've just got a couple of the most common sizes online, but we've done them up to sort of 6'4".
No, I was thinking more of about 6'10".
Yeah, okay. What size, how tall and heavy are you roughly?
I'm only 80 kilos, but I've been used to riding a 7-foot softboard. Yeah, because I want something easy to paddle as well.
Yeah, so have you just been lying down on your 7-foot softboard?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. How much, do you know how much foam is in that roughly?
Yeah, like the...
The literage, which the volume, yeah.
I think it's around 68, something like that.
68, a real lot, yeah. Okay.
Because it's about 3 inches thick.
Yeah, yeah. So with the gut slider, you kind of want to keep them as short as possible. We've made them up to 3.5 inches thick, and you get a fair bit of foam through them that way. Just for the design, you kind of want to keep them short so you can, they're a bit more responsive and maneuverable.
Because I only ride small waves.
Yeah.
So up to about 2 foot, something like that, you know.
Yeah. I think they go better the shorter you can go, but if you really want it, if you do want a 6'10", we could design you one. That'd be no problem.
We
can customise them however you want, really.
So how much would one of them cost?
It would be, if we went up to 6'10", it would probably add $100 to the price. So they're $10.90 and 6'10", I reckon, would be $11.90. I'd have to check what blank we could get it out of, but yeah, about $11.90.
Is that with like a colour?
Yeah, that's with colour and with fins.
Great. That sounds good. Yeah, because my kids want to get it for me for Christmas, but I know I won't get it then.
Oh, might. Whereabouts are you?
No, I'm in Sydney.
Yeah.
I just happened to see those boards advertised in a magazine, Smorgasbord or something like that, I think. When I was up in Grafton.
Yep. Yeah, that's them. Look, if you want to order one, I reckon I'll get one to you by Christmas.
That'd be great. So,
I can fill one out now for you if you're ordering it. So are you ordering it and the kids are paying for it or something?
Is that
how it's going to work?
Can you give me a couple of days? Because I've just got to work out a couple of things.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Yeah, when you're ready to order, just give me a call. So give us a call back on this number. And I'll just write it all down and we'll get it on the go.
Yeah, all right, that'd be great. Yeah, and nose, like I noticed the nose on those boards is fairly pointy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still really wide. It just finishes in a point, just so it doesn't catch. So
because my softboard's got a fairly wide, round nose.
Yeah. So it still stays wide, like a foot from the nose, because it's a pretty wide, curvy outline. But a lot of the time, with the couple inches of the nose, with most surfboards, it's nearly out of the water anyway. So a lot of the time, you'll find with really wide nose boards, it can give you a bit more buoyancy. But as far as performance, and also when you're paddling into waves, if there's any kind of offshore draft going up the face, it actually gives it a bit more to hold you up, whereas the point of your nose kind of plow through the chop or through the wind a bit better as well. So you're not really sacrificing much because it still is a wide outline and wide a foot from the nose, but just it finishes in a point. So you're just taking a little bit of foam out right at the tip of the nose.
Yeah, because I was looking at some other ones from, I think it was a Melbourne surf shop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they've got ones that have got a fairly wide nose, but sort of not pointy.
Yeah, yeah. No, we've found with the design, they go better with the foam that you can take out where it doesn't really affect the paddling and wave catching ability at all, but it improves the performance.
Oh, okay, yeah, because most of the waves I ride aren't great quality.
yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've been sending them all over. Like, there's a huge group of guys up on the Sunshine Coast that are just surfing 1 to 2 foot beach breaks up there, and they're all loving them. So,
yeah.
I reckon go as short as you can, but if you're surfing a 7 footer that has that much foam in it, and you'd be more comfortable going 6'10", that's definitely something we can do.
Oh, great. Yeah, and, now I've been riding, in my softboard, for about 3 or 4 years, and I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah,
I want to try something different, but it's really good.
Yeah, well, hopefully these will go much better because they're purely designed for lying down, for prone surfing, so... Instead of using a surfboard made for standing up and just lying down on that, this one's sort of designed for having a low centre of gravity and got the bottom contours and all that are suited to lying down.
Now, what about the freight?
The freight, it'll be 150 up to Sydney.
Oh, 150. Yeah. Okay. It's not too bad. It's a long way. Yeah, that'd be great. All right, well, I'll give you a call in a day or two and organise something.
No worries.
Could I have two colours? Like
whatever you like. Really, whatever you want to do, that's fine.
Great. All right, thanks, Rory. Yeah. I'll give you a call in a couple of days.
All right, sounds good. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, mate. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye.